Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie. And I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. So this week, what is the deal with not apologizing? Eminem says no apologies, Demi Lovato is sorry not sorry, and Gibbs on NCIS says rule number 6 is never apologize. Any one of them might have gotten the idea from the original, John Wayne, who delivers his famous line in 1949's She Wore a Yellow Ribbon. Never apologize. It's a sign of weakness. Now, even status quo customer service rules say not to apologize. Apparently, customers interpret the word sorry as an admission that your product or service is lousy. Therefore, apologizing is discouraged and replaced by exasperating phrases like thank you for your flexibility. The mystery is only confounded by studies that show how helpful a good apology can be. So, for instance, many doctors are told to avoid apologies because it looks like an admission of fault, which might cause patients to sue them. However, not receiving an apology for a bad medical outcome makes patients mad, which, according to a study in The Lancet, is the main reason that patients sue their doctors. And the result is a vicious cycle. Thankfully, the implementation of apology laws that declare an apology is not evidence of liability has allowed doctors to apologize, patients to feel heard, and the costs associated with malpractice lawsuits to abate. A study out of Cornell University found that malpractice cases in states with apology laws settle 20% faster and reduce payouts by up to $73,000 than in states that do not. So in other words, allowing apologies literally saves time and money, not to mention repairing damaged emotions and relationships. So why are we so resistant to apologizing? What is the problem? Elton John said it perfectly when he sang, "Sorry seems to be the hardest word." But why? Well, one answer lies in a study out of the University of Queensland in Australia. In it, 219 participants were asked to reflect on a time when they upset someone. Next, half the participants were asked to write a hypothetical email to the person they had wronged, apologizing for their actions. Now, the other half was also told to write an email, but were instructed to explicitly say they refuse to apologize. And here's where things get interesting. Participants who refused to apologize reported feeling a greater degree of power and control. But even more interesting, they reported feeling more courageous and sincere and less passive than those in the apology condition. In short, the feeling that they were defending themselves, standing their ground, and not giving in made them feel good about themselves. Not apologizing was good for their self-esteem. Therefore, if withholding an apology gives us a sense of strength and integrity, it's no wonder that some folks can't say, "I'm sorry." But here's the twist. If not apologizing makes us feel strong, you would think that apologizing has the opposite effect. But according to the study, instead of making apologizers feel weak, passive, or degraded, offering an apology also enhanced feelings of power, control, courage, and sincerity, and made apologizers feel good about themselves. Apologizing and not apologizing was good for self-esteem. So why the split? Well, here is my hypothesis. Apologizing is fundamentally about relationship repair. After knocking someone down, whether accidentally or not, apologizing is the act of helping them back up. But individuals who don't apologize think that in order to help a wronged party up, they have to cut themselves down. In short, people who don't apologize confuse apologizing with submission. They think an apology is a form of debasement, degradation, or shame, rather than a form of outreach, restoration, and repair. And it makes sense. If you think an apology is humiliating, of course you're not going to do it. But it doesn't have to feel that way. This week, here are 5 tips to offer an apology that leaves everyone feeling good. Tip number 1 is, I'm sorry I, not I'm sorry you. You can immediately tell the difference between a heartfelt, sincere apology and a fake apology by the word that follows I'm sorry. If the word is I, you're on the right track. But if the word is you, the statement is less of an apology and more of a defensive stance. The mother of all non-apologies? I'm sorry you feel that way. And close cousins include, I'm sorry you were offended, and I'm sorry you took it that way. So instead, try for I. I'm sorry I said that. I'm sorry I overreacted. Or, I'm sorry, I was out of line. Tip number 2 is, resist using the word but. Now, just when we think we're in the clear, the very next word in the apology pops up. And what to avoid? The word but. As a wise person once said, never ruin an apology with an excuse. For example, I'm sorry I said that, but I was only joking. I'm sorry I screwed up, but I was drunk. I'm sorry for the things I did wrong, but many of these accusations are unfounded. Therefore, resist the urge to defend yourself. If you must, you can do it later, but not during the initial apology. You may think of it as a reason or an explanation, but the person you're apologizing to only hears an excuse, which is a guaranteed way to infuriate and alienate.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie, and I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms. Not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
So tip number 3 for a great apology is resist LOL and cute emojis. If your apology is via text message or social media, resist the urge to temper the situation with an LOL. Or, for that matter, with a smiley emoji of any variety. It's meant to lighten the mood and come across as cheerful or easygoing, but that's exactly the problem. It takes away from the sincerity and significance of the apology. Now, this doesn't mean you have to be graveyard serious. A simple, sorry, I'm realizing that didn't come off the way I intended, or, whoops, insert foot in mouth, you have my apologies, can suffice without making the apology ring hollow by adding that laughing so hard I'm crying emoji. Tip number 4, get started. If you're a habitual non-apologizer but want to improve, you can at least get started with some arm's length holding your nose apologies. Call it My First Apology by Fisher Price. Now, some examples of almost there apologies. I'm sorry for my contribution to this. I'm sorry for my part in our fight. I'm sorry this has become so difficult. They're not perfect, but they don't have to be perfect. It's better to give a starter apology than none at all. And finally, tip number 5, put the relationship first. Now, underneath all the semantics and etiquette guidelines, this is the fundamental driving concept. An apology isn't about placing or accepting blame or determining who's right or wrong. Instead, it's about repairing a relationship. Indeed, never apologizing within a relationship is a surefire way to endanger it. Apologies allow you to metaphorically reach out a hand, turn stony silence into fruitful communication, and move forward with dignity and strength. The take home, no matter what John Wayne says, apologizing isn't weak or submissive. It's strong and powerful, not to mention pragmatic and effective. In other words, a good apology is nothing to be sorry about. That is all for this week, but next week we have a double whammy. I have a special announcement you won't want to miss, plus a big milestone episode is upon us, number 250. So I'll share the science behind the wisdom of the ages, from kitchen table truisms to Shakespeare to Homer Simpson. So be sure to tune in for both the anniversary special and the announcement. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week for episode 250 and a happier, healthier mind.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie, and I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms. Not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.